He has done everything well. I want you to say that with me. He has done everything well. Again, he has done everything well. I don't think you can believe that. Not the way you just said it. Let's say that as if we believe it. He has done everything well. I'm reminded of Zan Holmes, the African-American pastor at St. Luke's United Methodist Church, who loved to do that cadence. It would grab the congregation when he would say, God is good. And all the time.
God is good.
Oh, I used to love to hear that. God is good. And all the time.
God is good.
And all the time.
But
what do you do? What do you do when that affirmation gets stuck somewhere between the head and the mouth and the heart? What do you do when that affirmation doesn't get from the head and the mouth to the heart? He has done everything well is a glorious affirmation of faith. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good is a glorious affirmation of faith, a glorious proclamation of praise. But so frequently we say it, and it bounces from our heads to our mouths and doesn't make it to our hearts. What do you do when we speak it but have trouble believing it? What do you do when you proclaim it but the faith is shaking and the heart is not sure it believes it? What do you do when you can't get through the dark fog, the deep darkness of doubt and pain and fear? What do you do when the spiritual and physical illness and the pain and the fear and the depression and loneliness is so thick and so deep that you can say it, but you can't truly believe it? And sometimes you can't even say it. You mumble, he's done everything well. You mumble all the time. Because quite frankly, at that exact moment, it doesn't feel like God is good. I'm talking about the dark night of the soul. I'm talking about the spiritual war that every Christian, if somebody tells you they never get into this state, don't believe them. Every Christian faces those times when they mouth their faith, they say what they believe, and up here they can proclaim it, but here in the heart, there is no response. There is simple, dull, thudding blah. And if you think, well, that's a problem that we face, Pastor, but you don't have any real idea about that, guess what? Think again. There are times when it's like root canal surgery to get up here and preach. There are times when it is painful to stand behind the table and face the congregation and lift up my hands and say, the Lord be with you, because quite frankly, there are times when I wonder, somewhere back in my head, somewhere down in my heart, I wonder, is there really a Lord to be with us? The doubts do exist. Those fears are real. The questions are real. But so is God's presence. Even despite our doubts, indeed, through them, we can hear if we listen. The voice of God speaking to us in hymn, in prayer, in scripture, in the liturgy, in Holy Communion, in preaching, in the fellowship of our sisters and brothers in Christ, in service and in giving. We can hear the voice of God speaking to us If only we will listen. Unfortunately, like the man in today's story, we come with ears that cannot hear or will not hear, and lips that cannot speak or will not speak. We come with a spiritual deafness and a spiritual muteness, unwilling to hear and unwilling to speak, unwilling to hear the proclamation of the faith. He has done everything well, and unwilling to speak those glorious words of faith. So often we are like this man in need of healing, in need of the touch of Jesus, in need of the real presence of Christ, the real presence which transforms us, remakes us, molds us, recreates us, perfects us in love, and sets us out as the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears and the lips of Jesus Christ. We proclaim, the church proclaims, that we are the body of Christ for a broken and hurting world. We are the body of Christ. Are those just words? Or do we believe them? Are those just liturgy words, or do we truly believe them? As I said a couple of weeks ago in my sermon on Holy Communion, when I was preaching from John chapter 6 and dealing with those words of Jesus that are so horrible and difficult for Protestants to preach on, where Jesus says, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood." And remember I said that my Roman Catholic priest friend over in Fort Worth was kind of laughing at me, and we were having a good give and take back and forth. He thought it was going to be a hard passage for me to preach, and I said, no. While we don't believe in transubstantiation of the bread and the wine, we believe in the transubstantiation of the believer. We may look and sound, smell, and probably even taste just like human beings, Christians, people, ourselves. But in truth, our substance has become, been transformed into the body of Christ. And we are called to reach out to others, being the real presence of Jesus for others, so that others might hear and see and know and then believe. It's when we struggle with our faith and when we fight through the doubts and when we crawl through those doubts that we discover that Christ is with us. Not denying, not pretending as if the doubts aren't there, facing them and facing through them to God. During my ministry with you, there have been times when I have stood at that table and celebrated Holy Communion and gone through the ritual motions. And while the words were coming out of my lips and my hands were moving, there was nothing in my heart. I was going through the motions, through the religious practice of a pastor presiding at the table, but I had no faith in what I was doing, for I couldn't see Jesus in my midst. I couldn't see Jesus right before me in you. I couldn't hear Jesus in the scriptures, and I couldn't touch Jesus in the sacrament. My faith was so rocky. And usually it was you. You here on that row right there. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Wanda. You back there in the choir. Those of you in Bible study. Those of you in Sunday school. Usually it was you who rekindled my faith through your deeds, through your words, through your love, through your embrace. Through you, I saw Jesus. There have been times I've gone to the table and celebrated, and as I prayed the words and raised my hands, I knew in my heart that I was in the immediate presence of Jesus. I had no questions, no doubts in that exact moment. I knew the perfect love and presence of God. The next Sunday, I stand up there to do the same thing, and guess what? It's empty. It's dead. It can be that wavering at times. And it's then that I turn to God. It's in those moments of questions and doubts. I turn to God. And I reach out and take a hold of the means of grace and allow God to transform me. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to stay away from Jesus? Are we going to avoid the touch of Christ? Are we going to stay away from our Lord? Or are we like this man who was mute and deaf? Are we going to go to Jesus and allow Jesus to touch us by reaching out and touching him? And then are we going to proclaim the truth that Christ has touched us to the point that, like them, they refuse to shut up, we refuse to be quiet? Are we going to reach out with faith and touch our neighbor and thereby touch Christ? Are we going to reach out with faith to others that they might see and know Christ? Are we going to speak and do our faith? Or are we going to sit in our seats and mumble, "He's done everything well"? Are we going to live in faith and proclaim with faith, "He has done everything well"? Or are we going to mumble it in fear? Oh, I encourage you today, as you come to the table of the Lord and receive the real presence of Jesus in you, I encourage you today, as you kneel and take the elements of Holy Communion, open your heart to the touch of our Savior Jesus. Open your heart to the mystical real presence of Christ. Open your heart and allow the Savior to touch you anew.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.